from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. We're talking this week about the warehousing and distribution industry and the kind of jobs it creates. Yesterday, reporter Sam Harnett told us how some towns in the Central Valley welcome those jobs. But in an age of rapid automation, how long will they last? Sam introduced us to Mariela Zepeda, who works at one of the big warehouses in Patterson. The question is certainly on her mind.
It's kind of scary because a robot could do it for less money than we can. So that's why it pushes me to do my job better and more accurate. I think it's only a matter of time for not only distribution centers, but a lot of workplaces as well.
It's a refrain we've been hearing a lot lately. Robots are taking our jobs. So, are they? For an answer to that question, we're going to turn today to KQED's Quina Kim. Quina has gone to an Amazon fulfillment center in Tracy, which she says offers a case study on the future of work.
The Amazon Fulfillment Center is huge. It's about 1 million square feet. And the best way to describe the experience is it's like walking through a ginormous machine.
It's a conveyance, because a lot of the...
I know you can barely hear her, but that's Ashley Robinson. She's an Amazon spokesperson, and what she's saying is that noise, it's the conveyance, or what most people call conveyor belts.
We've got miles of conveyance here in this facility.
In front of us, three stories of conveyor belts, moving an endless stream of yellow plastic boxes carrying customer stuff. At a lot of warehouses, humans still move things, but here, it's mostly been automated.
It's all part of the symphony of Amazon fulfillment.
The conductor of that symphony, a computer. It keeps track of every item in the warehouse with the goal of getting stuff to you, the consumer, as quickly as possible.
These are the Amazon robots. They're orange, square shaped.
These robots don't have arms or faces. Instead, the robots look like huge hockey pucks, like 3 feet wide hockey pucks. The robot's job? To fetch the stuff customers order online. To do this, the robots glide around the warehouse through a labyrinth of thousands of portable storage units. And their shelves are crammed with a random assortment of stuff. Books, paper towels, board games.
Bottles of vitamins. It looks like there's some ink cartridges for printers. I'm seeing a zombie bobblehead toy up there.
When the robot finds its storage unit, it glides underneath and lifts it up and then delivers it to a human worker. They're called pickers. On the day I was there, the computer told the picker to grab what looked like a fantasy board game. The picker found it, scanned it, and placed it on the conveyor belt.
So in a traditional fulfillment center where the associate would walk to the different items, it can take hours to fulfill a customer order. With the robotics, it can take minutes.
A job that takes hours now takes minutes and fewer humans. So, is this a sign we're entering a new industrial revolution? Karen Myers is a scientist at SRI, one of Silicon Valley's oldest research centers. And I asked her, what could we expect from this next big shift?
It's definitely going to take over a lot of jobs.
At the same time, she says we're running up against the limits of technology, too. Take the picker at the Amazon Fulfillment Center. Myers says those skills are proving to be uniquely human.
Our fingers are incredibly dexterous, and the current generation of robotic manipulators, they're getting much, much better, but they're just not quite there yet.
There's also the robot's brain. Myers says artificial intelligence has gotten amazingly smart, but when it comes to object recognition, it still isn't there yet. Do you remember that board game the Amazon picker was looking for? It was on its side, crammed into the shelf. The picker could barely see the box, but she could tell it was a board game. Robots can't do that.
Also things like weight, right? If you're going to pick up a box of Kleenex, it's pretty light, but if you're trying to pick up a car battery, that's going to be really heavy.
And she says it's going to be a long time before a robot has the kind of common sense humans rely on to do these tasks.
So one of the things we've really learned is that automation is really good for some things and humans are really good for some things.
Myers says instead of human or machine, technologists believe we will work more side by side.
By having collaborative man-machine type setting, you can get performance that's better than having either one in isolation.
In past industrial revolutions, technology destroyed jobs, but also created new ones to replace them. Critics say Amazon's technology is destroying jobs, especially in retail. But the data on that isn't clear. Ashley Robinson, the Amazon spokesperson, says what is clear is that Amazon continues to grow. Amazon is becoming one of the largest employers in the U.S., driven largely by the growth of their fulfillment centers. Take Tracy.
We opened it. We thought 1,000 people would be working in this facility, and today it's over 3,000 employees.
Robinson says robots working with humans enabled this warehouse to fulfill customer orders faster, and that's attracted more customers and the need for more human workers. At least for now. I'm Queenie Kim, KQED News.
Whether they're picked and packed by robots or humans, or some combination of the two, products ordered online are reaching doorsteps at a speed and convenience that consumers have come to count on. Tomorrow, we're bringing this series back to the Bay Area, back to my neighborhood, to see what impact the convenience of online shopping is having on brick-and-mortar retailers in Oakland. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. I'll be back in just a bit with more news.